first British Prime Minister to shake hands with the beginner's hands, and but it was so controversial at the time that there was no question of it happening publicly, so there was no photograph of it. Yeah, because we went there to have initial talks. This was before the Good Friday Agreement. And, you know, no one had ever actually shaken their hand. And I remember there was a big, big controversy of whether I should do it or shouldn't do it. And we were actually quite worried about doing it. Yeah, because for understandable reasons, it was still very raw at the time, and the victims of the IRA terrorism were obviously going to be very upset. So I did it. And actually it was fine, although I did visit a shopping centre. I think it was the same day I visited the shopping centre. Yeah, and a whole lot of people, most of them seemed to be elderly ladies, converged with sort of rubber gloves. And I had literally no idea what this demonstration was about. No one had ever demonstrated against me before with rubber gloves. And I wasn't sure it was some kind of washing up thing or something, and then Jonathan Powell said to me, no, they're protesting because they say you should have worn gloves to have shaken Adam's hand. So I think they're just taking these rubber gloves off the shelves of the shop where we were. But I mean, it was an indication of how totally, let's say, controversial and sensitive was.
But it was a step forward.
Yeah, it was an important step forward because, as I said, it was important that we treated each other like human beings.
Yeah.